Growing up Catholic, I knew that Jesus died on the cross. However, I saw his act of sacrifice on the cross sort of as a general thing for humanity. I was in humanity sort of lost in the crowd, sort of like him dying for everyone in the phone book. You know, you can get your name in the phone book. It's not that special. You don't put it on your resume. And so Jesus dying on the cross was sort of like him dying for everyone in the phone book. He might know my name, he knows my number, but I've never got a call. And that all changed when I was 18 years old. I went to a retreat. I was sitting in the front row and the speaker said, "Did you know that when Jesus died on the cross, he died for you? And had you been the only person in the entire world, Christ would have still given his life for you." See, I didn't know that. And those two little sentences captured my heart, and I made a decision to entrust myself to Christ. After this event, I started to rediscover the beauty of Catholicism, going back to my roots, and I also rediscovered the beauty of divine mercy. And I loved divine mercy because it really revealed how personal God's love is for each one of us. And I'd like to share with you a quote from St. Faustina. Now, Jesus spoke to St. Faustina, she wrote it down in her diary, but when I share this quote with you, understand that these words aren't just for St. Faustina. But as I read them, understand that they're for you today. "My mercy is greater than your sin and those of the entire world. Who can measure the extent of my goodness? For you, I descended from heaven to earth. For you, I allowed myself to be nailed to the cross. For you, I let my sacred heart be pierced with a lance, thus opening wide the source of my mercy for you. Come then with trust to draw graces from this fountain. I never reject a contrite heart. Your misery has disappeared in the depths of my mercy. Do not argue with me about your wretchedness. You will give me pleasure if you hand over to me all your troubles and griefs. I shall heap upon you the treasures of my grace." You see, my friends, when it comes to divine mercy, it's a personal thing. My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching.